Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is May 31st, and here's a look around the Jaguars organization. And around the organization these days, there's a lot of music. Daly's Place opened for business this past weekend to rave reviews from around the community. And today we'll visit with Jaguars President Mark Lamping. We'll see how the first weekend went from a bold events perspective, and still what's left to get done. There are a lot of Jaguars employees working double duty. They're off to a good start. Mark Lamping coming up. Now to football. The Jaguars continue organized team activities this week. No practice Wednesday, but they're back on the field for OTAs 5 and 6 on Thursday and Friday, respectively. And the buzz, though, has been around the comments of linebacker Telvin Smith after Tuesday's practice. Right off the field, Telvin in the press conference said he was heated, and at first you thought it was from the weather outside, but it didn't take long for him to express why he was really heated.
Right now, we're making the team. It's not going to be when we go into training camp and we say, okay, now let's turn it on. We are going to decide where this team go and the mentality of this team right now. And that's why I said I'm heated, not because the sun, not because the weather. It's just because where we at as a team. With the players that we have, I just think as a team, we should be further than we are. It's not scheme, none of that. It's what do we want? What's our mentality going to be? I said something to the defense about it, and that's where it got to start at, because defense win championships. It's still a culture here that has to be broken before one can be created. The mindset of this team, things that we should be using to beat opponents are still beating us.
Like,
I'll just leave it right there.
Is it an intensity thing, too?
Again, I'll just leave it right there.
That's quite a handful of quotes to lay out there in the month of May, but it gives you an idea of a couple of things. Number one, it sounds like the team didn't have a great day of practice on Tuesday. And two, the message is becoming clear throughout the locker room that there is a long way for this team to go to get to compete at a high level. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the team responds at practices later this week after those comments. And those were tame, I'm sure, compared to what was expressed between players. But it's not the first time we've heard something like this. Last Friday, head coach Doug Marrone laid it out there pretty clear as well.
In my mind, it's like, hey, listen, we're playing, okay? Everything we do, we're getting ready to go. You know, we got to ramp up the competition. You know, we got to ramp up what we're doing. We got to ramp up, you know, not being combative. But, you know, we've got to do everything we possibly can to get better, and we have a long way to go. I think that's what this week has shown.
Were you somewhat disappointed about that? Are you not in the place where you thought you were in terms of, you know, how much work you had left to do? Do you think you're moving further along?
I'm just being honest. I mean, you know, we're a team that won 3 football games. So I think, you know, I'd be lying to you guys if I should come up here and say, oh, yeah, everything's great, everything's hunk, you know, hey, listen, this is where we are. We feel, you know, no, hey, listen, you know, we only won 3 football games. We've got a lot to prove, you know, and we got a lot of work to put in on the field. So, I mean, you know, we've got to do those things and put that work in. I'm not the type of person that's going to sit up here and you know, sell some BS. I'm not going to do that. Are there certain things that are going on out there that are good? Yeah, absolutely there are. But I'm talking about overall, as a whole. You know, we've got a long way to go, and we've got to continue to, you know, keep our nose to the ground and keep working. You know, and really just, you know, all the way up until we'll be coaching and doing everything we possibly can right up until, you know, that first kickoff of, you know, when everything does count. But every single day we'll be, you know, we've got to figure out a way. Where do we make this? Where do we make hay? You know what I'm saying? Like, where do we make the movement on these other teams, you know, that have, you know, played better than we have or done those things? How do we do that? You know, well, we're trying to get more reps. We're trying to get, you know, things done quicker. We're trying to make sure there's an emphasis on nutrition, an emphasis getting strong. But everyone's doing that, you know. So, you know, we're just going to have to just continue to keep working and see where we go.
Strong answer from the head coach. It's a team that won 3 games a year ago, and it does have a lot to get done. But so does every team in the league. And the next 2 weeks are vital to try to get ahead before the end of the offseason program. Now to Daly's Place. This is how it all got started Saturday night at Daly's Place Amphitheater with Jaguars owner Shad Khan.
Hello, Jacksonville! Are we ready to party? Thanks for being here. as we, I've been partying for a while, so I got to look at my notes, okay? Thanks for being here as we open the doors to Daily Place. Woo! And, you know, look around, okay? Look around. You're in one of the finest concert venues on this planet. And it's Jacksonville! So, let me thank Mayor Curry, the city of Jacksonville. Wouldn't be happening without you. Thank you. And Aubrey Edge with Daly's, who's played a big role in making this happen. Thank you, Aubrey. But ultimately, it's all about you. All of you are here, the people of Jacksonville. So thank you. This is the start of day after day, night after night. We want to have something here and really start downtown Jacksonville moving again. Thank you. So let's make a little history tonight and get ready to welcome our first headline act at Daly's Place. You know, for tonight, this is a special event, and we had a big criteria. We had to have somebody here, world-class musicians. Yep. Highly accomplished. Grammy Award winners. Nothing less than amazing. And if you could get all that, what more would you want? How about diehard Jaguars fans? So now it's my pleasure to introduce you to two of our favorite season ticket holders. The remarkable Susan Tedeschi and her equally remarkable husband, Jacksonville's native son, Derek Trucks. Woo! Let's give a warm welcome to Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Way to get it started. The next night, Train OAR and Natasha Bedingfield followed it up with another great show, and then Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds sold it out for the first time on Tuesday. Mark Lamping, that's a heck of an opening weekend.
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, it was one of those weekends where, without question, you know, we made a tremendous amount of progress. The building opened. The guest service staff was top-notch. In spite of not having a lot of training, the reaction from our customers was overwhelmingly positive in terms of the sight lines, the acoustics, the whole layout. And, you know, we come out of that feeling good about where we are, but also knowing we have a list of probably 100 things that we can improve as we go forward. And our hope is that as this year unfolds and even into next year, you know, every time somebody comes to Daly's Place, they either discover something that they didn't know was there, or they have a better experience than they had the previous time?
As a paying customer on the opening night, all I asked for was the music to sound good, the beer to flow, and for the bathrooms to work. And all that was at least got going, and it was much more than that. But take us to about a week before that. There was a whole lot to get done to get ready for opening night, and everybody kind of rallied together and fought through some weather to get that done, right?
Well, it was a rush to the 27th. There's no question about that. To say anything other than that would be, people would think it's ridiculous, But it was a real rush. The last 6 weeks were pretty much 24-hour operations. The construction would only stop from 4:30 in the morning till 6:30 in the morning. So by the time we got close to opening day, we had a lot of tired workers, that's for sure. But, the plan was put into place. I can tell you as recently as 6 weeks ago, in my mind, I had no doubt we were going to make the 27th unless there was something outside our control that interfered with the progress. And the fortunate thing was before we had all that rain last week, we had a good run where we didn't have any weather disturbances. And that really helped, particularly as it relates to doing some of the site work and getting some of the construction poured. So I couldn't have been more proud of the construction crew. The almost 800 men and women worked on this project, and the commitment they made in time was well beyond what I think anyone would have expected.
Still working on it too, on the football side of things too. That's still to come.
Well, there's the construction crews right back out in the amphitheater, and they started first thing this morning. When we put the schedule together, we wanted to make sure we were open Memorial Day weekend. We thought that was important. Memorial Day sort of kicks off the summer. It also kicks off the concert series for a lot of these outdoor venues. But then we also built in a 10-day period where we'd be able to get right back in there and correct things that we didn't like the way they worked or finish things that we weren't able to get completed. And all that work started in earnest this morning.
Mark Lamping is with us, Jaguars president. Are you the Bold Events president? I think we called you that on a package. So,
I am. Okay. I am. I don't know that I've gotten business cards or an embroidered shirt yet, but yeah, I think
it's coming soon.
I think that's one of those things.
Work on that for you. So what are some of the things that need to be fixed? A surprise, say, that you didn't realize that you got to work on the next 10 days here.
Well, we got a good feel for how people circulate through the building because you don't really know how they're going to circulate until we open up. We made big changes from Saturday to Sunday and then Sunday again till Tuesday in terms of additional signage so people know where the restrooms are. We added new restrooms, but keep in mind we're attached to a stadium where there's a tremendous number of restrooms. At the lower level in the south end zone, people really love to gather there. So, we added a bunch of picnic tables for people to be able to sit and enjoy their food. Mm-hmm. We're adding even more as we speak. There was some situations where we found that water was pooling in certain parts of the amphitheater. It wasn't causing a safety hazard or anything, but like a lot of these things, the first time you have a lot of rain, you find out which drains aren't working, which ones are, and maybe where the elevation isn't exactly, and the water's not running in the right direction.
Yeah,
a lot of that work is going on right now, and small things that people wouldn't even see, having to do with some of the lighting fixtures up on the roof structure.
Hearing from city officials and Daly's officials yesterday, Aubrey Edge was here, the mayor was here. Obviously, those guys have to be very happy with the way this thing turned out. Talking to Aubrey Edge yesterday, I don't know if he could be happier. Do you feel that way about him?
Well, I think he feels good because people are saying good things about Daly's place, and they're telling them what a great time they have. And I'm not surprised by that at all, because we've never had anything like this in Jacksonville, and the seating bowl is very unique. Even Dave Matthews during the show and then after the show last night was just so complimentary of how tight the seating bowl was, and you're so close to 5,500 people. So from that perspective, I always knew that the fan experience would be very well received because you've got a really good seating bowl. And then unlike, most other venues of this size, because we're connected to an NFL stadium, we have huge hospitality spaces on all three levels. We have it at the ground level, we have it at the first balcony level, and at the second balcony level. Most amphitheaters of this kind don't have any of those things. We also have, you know, some of the minor stuff that, people take for granted, but they become the biggest issue for them when they don't work well. Traffic, as an example. Parking. You know, most times you'll go to a facility and there's not enough parking. Since we're attached to the stadium, we've got 10 times the amount of parking that we need. So the response from the customers has been awesome in terms of you pull right in, you're able to drive right out. You know, it's not what you would expect to see in a outdoor theater of this size. Now, are there things that we can improve? Absolutely, there's things we can improve, and it's our commitment that we do that, much like the same way that we've approached Everbank Field. We want to continue to make it a better and better place.
Mark Lamping is with us, Jaguars and Bold Events president. We saw you backstage on opening night with Tedeschi Trucks Band, and then I didn't see any photos from Sunday, but then you got to present the jerseys to Dave and Tim last night. Of those acts, which was the best in your opinion?
Oh, in terms of the performance?
Music, yeah. What kind of, I guess, what do you listen to?
I liked them both for different reasons. I'm not dodging your question, but you know, hopefully you'll understand why I am, you know, in a moment. Derek and Susan are two of the nicest people that you would ever meet. You know, forget that they're world-class musicians. Just set that aside for a second. They're two of the nicest, sweetest, you know, grounded people that you could ever come across. You know, the fact that they're Jaguar season ticket holders, the fact that when you meet them, all they want to do is talk about the Jaguars. They don't want to talk about the Grammy Award. All they want to do is talk about the Jaguars, and they couldn't be nicer and more complimentary, and it was so appropriate to have those two very special people perform, you know, the first event at Daly's Place. So that was a lot of fun. And then, you know, with Dave Matthews, I shared a story with him last night. I've been fortunate to be a part of, you know, the opening of the new Busch Stadium in St. Louis, and then MetLife Stadium in New York, and now Daly's Place here. In two of those three buildings, Dave Matthews played the first concert,
really?
The grand opening. So our first concert at the new stadium, new baseball stadium, new Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Dave Matthews played. And so I'd gotten to know, you know, his manager, Corn Capshaw, at the time. And so we were able to reconnect last night. And, you know, I thought it was just such a perfect sort of balance of local, really legitimate, deep Jacksonville roots. You know, even with the passing of Greg Allman, it even took on greater importance.
Sure did. Yep.
And it was the perfect band for the perfect day. And then when we did the official grand opening, you have one of the greatest live music performers, you know, in the world, and comes to Jacksonville and plays in a very small venue that typically they would not play in. They're only playing 14 dates this year.
That's right.
Only one date in the state of Florida, and that's what we had last night here in Jacksonville. So it was really special. Both of them were special, and then to get the assessment of the facility, not only from the fans. You know, we hear from customers all the time,
yes.
And when we're walking around the building during the performance,
just ask them.
So everybody's telling you what they think. Mm-hmm. But you got to keep in mind, you know, who the other parties we really need to impress are the performers, so that they want to come back, and their production teams in terms of how is it to unload, to put up their, you know, assemble their equipment, hang their speakers, and do everything. And you know, while of course there's little things we can improve, the response from everyone across the board was they couldn't believe the building was in as good a shape as it was, given that it was literally the first weekend that it opened.
Still work to be done. Football side is next. What's next after that? Shipyards? Is that what's the latest on that?
Well, we got shipyards. We got shipyards. No shipyards. I think you know, not only from a practical standpoint and from a realistic standpoint, but almost more from a symbolic standpoint, the amphitheater is really important, because what it does now, and you know, I think, you know, Shad views it this way, is we've now created that bridge between the sports complex and the St. John's River. So we're getting closer and closer to the river right now. We're in the midst of our discussions with the city as it relates to our development agreement for the shipyards. You know, it's no secret that we really would like to see the elevated lanes that, you know, sort of block the views of the river, see that come down, and give that development the best opportunity to be successful, because we can't mess it up. There's too much at stake. There have been attempts to develop in the past, well-intended, well-designed, that for one reason or another just didn't work out. So we need to make sure that we take our time, that we're very exhaustive in terms of trying to find exactly the right mix of development projects. And then once we get going, you know, go at it really hard so that it you can see progress very quickly.
You're not ready to put a date on shovel in the ground, are you? Not even close.
No. It would be just pure speculation. You know, obviously, from Schott's perspective, it can't come fast enough.
That's right.
Which is, you know, why we ended up with the amphitheater where the amphitheater is. I mean, keep in mind, originally that was going to be across the street on the river. But, you know, I think we're all thrilled that it ended up going, where it is. And the fact that, you know, while we were waiting for the city to deal with some issues that were more important than this development, in particular the pension issue, we were able to move forward on the amphitheater and get something done. And, you know, I think we've not only given evidence, but there's a true deep belief based on results that we're working really well with the city. And when we partner with the city, we get things done quickly. And I think, to date, we've done things in a very high-quality way.
Final thought, football side now. Tom Coughlin's over there leading the way. Doug Marrone is still around. He's the head coach now. From a president's perspective, having that football leadership on your side, what does that mean for you?
Oh, I just think he gives everybody a tremendous high level of confidence. You know, Tom's such a special person. You know, his history here in this market speaks for itself. You know, I think he and Doug are, in some respects, two peas in a pod. You know, they believe in the same values. They believe in the same approach. They believe in the same no-nonsense formula of trying to build a winning culture. And Dave Caldwell continues to do great things on the player side. So, you know, all of us that are you know, watching from across the hall are filled with confidence. And I think we sense that amongst the fan base as well. But, you know, as Tom has said and Doug has said, you know, it's all about winning. And, you know, I think there's still some fans that are going to take a wait and see. I mean, I don't blame them after what they've been waiting to see over the course of the past handful of years.
Yes.
But, you know, I think we have every opportunity to, you know, for this team to realize its potential, which should result in a product on the field that our fans can be proud of, and hopefully more happy Sundays.
More khaki pants, too, around here.
You know, I said that originally. I think that was just a little bit of a phase. I said that a while ago, that what's the biggest change? I said there's more middle-aged men wearing khaki pants than I've seen in quite some time. But I think now that the original trying to guess what Tom Coughlin wants you to wear, now that it's worn off, I think people are going back to, you know, more of their
gym
their,
shorts
their,
are
their,
allowed
their,
again.
Their football gear. But I'm not saying one's right and one's wrong. I can tell you the atmosphere around here is totally different than it was 12 months ago. Okay.
Win football games, it doesn't matter what you wear, right?
If you win football games, if you bring great artists into a theater, if you provide good customer service, everything's going to take care of itself. You know, if we announce that on Saturday night, Joe Fortunato and J.P. Shadrach are going to be our featured at Daly's Place on a Saturday night, and not a lot of people show up, we shouldn't be surprised, right?
That's probably fair.
That's right.
But, hate to say.
But if we bring Dave Matthews back, we'll sell out.
You probably will.
I think that applies to football as well. If you win football games, people show up, and if you're not winning football games, it's a tougher road to hoe.
We can always count on you for perspective, Mark.
Thanks,
good
JP.
To see you.
Thank you very much.
Coming up at Daly's Place, June 10th, Tears for Fears. Anyone alive and kicking in the 80s knows at least two of their songs when you hear them. For a full list of shows and to purchase tickets, visit dailysplace.com. On the football side, we'll have post-practice coverage of OTAs 5 and 6 this week on Jaguars.com. Jaguars Thursday radio airs Thursday night at 6 on 1010XL in Jacksonville. And a video version is live streamed at Jaguars.com and on the Jags app. Our thanks to Jaguars President Mark Lamping for his time this week. And thanks, as always, to Jaguars Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. And thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.